Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, my name is Stephen Jung. Welcome to the show. I want to talk about something that the field that I am in, actually. I'm in the insurance field, the life insurance field, actually. So I want to talk about the different types of insurances and my own personal opinions. I work for a company, actually, that provides all the services that we'll be talking about today. So just my personal opinion, how I feel, but everyone has a different opinion on that. But I'll give you kind of my take on the situation with that. So first and foremost, there's obviously group insurance, which insurance is the cheapest insurance that you can get that you don't have to qualify for. If you get the generally standard amount through your employer, usually it's about 1x your salary. I think sometimes you can go up as much as 5x or 10x your salary. In those cases, you will have to do a physical and qualify for those situations. But I recommend all my clients to get insurance through their employer because it's the cheapest route to get life insurance. Secondly, you see a lot of insurance companies talk about term insurance, select quote, all these things, and about getting supplemental life insurance is extremely important, no doubt about that. So term insurance is also available, but it's like renting your insurance. It's very inexpensive. It's usually a 10-year, 20-year, or 30-year term. And after that, pretty much the premiums will go up. Or some companies will cover you to the age of 95, but the premiums will be astronomically expensive, like 10 to 15, 20 times more expensive than you were paying originally. So term policies are intended for the period of time, which is a term period of 10, 20, 30 years. There's whole life. Whole life insurance is not as popular like it was back in the day. It's a little more expensive, but it's something that you're going to have for the rest of your life. It's going to build equity, and you'll be able to cash out that if you need in the future. Cash value starts to accrue after about the third year. So after the third year, your account starts to accrue. So in a scenario, you might be paying $100 for whole life insurance for a $100,000 policy for someone, I would say, in the age that's 30 years of age. And that will continue to accrue interest every single year after the third year. And they'll be able to cash that out if they want, or obviously if they don't do anything to the policy, will be able to get the $100,000 amount paid to their family in this scenario. Or you can go with the term policy, which is much cheaper. You can go with the 20-year, 30-year term policy. Term policies usually cover you to the age of 65. So a lot of people take them out when you're 30 or 35 and they cover you for 20 years. So depending upon how old you are of age, it might be like $30 a month or something, for $25 a month for the same amount of coverage. So now you are paying a whole lot more for whole life insurance. That being said, the chance of it paying out, I'm a numbers guy, less than 1% payout in terms of the insurance bureau has had a study that only 1% of the policies pay out for term policies. So I recommend my clients to take out accidental death benefit policies, which are very inexpensive, and they're fixed for in our situation to the age of 70. You're covered to the age of 70, and you can attach that to a whole life policy. So I'll give you a little more amount of insurance to cover your family, and it'll be more inexpensive. In term, we have term insurance too as well. Some clients do want term, and they just know that the payout's very, chance of paying out is very small. At the same time, they're able to take advantage of that. So I bring that to your attention. There's whole life insurance, which builds equity, like owning your home. It costs more expensive. Term insurance is like renting, which is cheap, like renting a place. And thirdly is group insurance, which you want to get through your employer. So other policies you want to consider to get out are cancer plans are very important to get out, I believe. They're very inexpensive. If you don't have cancer, you can get a cancer plan. And cancer is 1 in 2 males will have cancer, which is kind of a huge epidemic in this country. My father had colon cancer. And then 1 in 3 women will have cancer as well in their life. So cancer is an epidemic that everyone's dealing with, and I recommend cancer insurance is something to get that will supplement some income coming into you in event something happens to you and your family, because all the co-pays, out of expenses that you will have to deal with cancer treatment is extremely expensive. And accidental plans as well is good too as well. If you get injured or get hurt or accident happens, you get paid for emergency visit, or if you get hospitalized or ICU. So those programs are as well good to have with those programs. So I just want to let you know on that. If you have any questions, let me know. Please, if you enjoy this material that I'm going over, please subscribe Please give me a review as well. I appreciate that. So if you're interested in reaching out to me for personal questions, I'm here. You can email me at sjeung74@gmail.com. sjeung74@gmail.com. That's my personal email, so I'll answer any questions you may have. But hopefully this information will be good to you. Life insurance is something that a lot of people don't think about. Only you'll be presented life insurance or one or two times in your life, so it's something that you should go out and have. I think it's extremely important. All right, guys, thank you. Have a great weekend.